From 1947 to 1986, a phantom haunted California. More than 13 people were murdered, over 50 were raped, and over 120 homes were burglarized. True crime enthusiasts should already have encountered this phantom, also known by the aliases the East Area Rapist, the Original Night Stalker, and in recent years, the Golden State Killer. Over 30 years, the East Area Rapist and the Original Night Stalker were thought to have been different people, until in 2001 the DNA collected in both cases was analyzed and was discovered to be from the same person. It took another 17 years and the cleaning of multiple suspects from suspicion until in 2017, Paul Holes, a recently retired investigator with California's Contra Costa County District Attorney's Office, submitted crime scene DNA believed to be that one of the killer into the online GET Match database. The results were hundreds of distant relatives. Investigators contacted a couple of them and were able to track down a man named Joseph James D'Angelo, a 72-year-old retired police officer in Sacramento, California. D'Angelo is currently facing murder charges. How amazing and how scary is this? I don't know about you, but I think that is creepy. Solving the Golden State Killer case is a huge success, and I highly recommend the book I'll Be Gone in the Dark by Michelle McNamara if you want to learn more details about the hunt for the killer. However, can you imagine what those databases could be used for in the future? Imagine it was made mandatory to submit your DNA into these bases at some point. Sure, your DNA should not be stored in something easily accessible, but wouldn't it be a small sacrifice? How many crimes could be solved if everybody forwarded their DNA? How many perpetrators would face justice? How many innocent people wrongly convicted would walk free? Wouldn't that be a small sacrifice? Taking a sample is non-invasive. You could help so many people. DNA analysis is still evolving and the amount of DNA needed becomes smaller and smaller. And let's say in 50 years from now, considering how fast forensics evolved from fingerprints to DNA analysis, how far will it be? If everyone was registered in a database, everyone could be accused of a crime at any time if their DNA was found on a crime scene. Besides solving unidentified and old murder cases, this could also solve cases of stealing apples. The methods will become cheaper. There would be even more arrests than now. There is a chance that even people who produce drugs like amphetamines can be found through the very small DNA molecules left on the drug. Imagine the following scenario. A group of four beats up a man, approximately 4 o'clock in the morning. One of them pulls a knife and stabs the man to death. Through the DNA found on the body, all four suspects are arrested. All four take the right to remain silent. All four are equally suspicious to be the one who fatally stabbed the man. What now? If there are no eyewitnesses, and let us pretend there is no 24/7 CCTV footage, how do you for sure determine who stabbed the man? If the knife was used to cut fruits by all four before, how do you want to find out who did it? If they all are left-handed, even the analysis of that is no option anymore. I know, it seems to be impossible, but remember that there are people who locked their daughters in their basements for over 20 years. And have you considered that it could be possible that people would sell DNA? If they'd steal a hair off your jacket, extract your DNA and put it on a crime scene, what then? The United States of America sentenced people to death and kept them in single confinement for way less evidence and listening to heavy metal music for 18 years. Germany sentenced people to life in prison for way less than DNA on a crime scene. All states on this planet convict people on false evidence without even finding DNA. If your DNA is made public domain, what price will you pay? How long will it take for you to be falsely convicted of a crime? Let's just hope it doesn't happen in our lifetime. Good night, and sleep tight, and be safe, people.